Dead Case in Deadwood by Anne Charles. This book is read by Caroline Schaefer. Dedication. This one is for all of the kind and wonderful fans of Violet, Harvey, Doc, and the rest of the Deadwood cast. Without your reviews, emails, call-outs, online posts, and cheers, I'd have no legitimate excuse to continue having these crazy conversations with invisible characters in the bathroom mirror, the grocery store checkout line, and the car on the way to work. You make the late writing nights worth the foggy-brained, red-eyed mornings. Thank you for your support. Chapter 1. Deadwood, South Dakota, Friday, August 17th. Nothing good ever happens at the butt crack of dawn. No doubt the headless corpse on the autopsy table in front of me would agree. Detective Coop Cooper scowled at me from the other side of the body. A Daniel Craig lookalike right down to his granite cheekbones, Cooper had called a half hour earlier and ordered me to meet him in the basement of the Mutter Brothers funeral parlor before I headed into work at Calamity Jane Realty. His lack of patience with my wake-up routine prompted my current caffeine deficiency, which explained this morning's forecast, bristly with a chance of a black eye. "As I told you the other day, detective," I enunciated all three syllables of his title, "when you so kindly dragged me into your office and forced me to look at pictures of this." I pointed at the body, not really wanting to think of it once being a whole human. "I have no idea who this was. Standing here next to the actual body..."